The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, October the 24th. We've got two topics today. We're going to talk about Missouri cures, and then we're going to talk about not getting sick by getting the flu shot. It kind of all ties in together, doesn't it? Let's start. First of all, Margaret Tollerton, good to have you here, Margaret.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be here.
Missouri cures. You don't have any particular event coming up today.
I don't. We've had quite a lineup for all of 2013, including experts talking about spinal cord injury and Alzheimer's and just about you name it. So we're finally through with our season, so to speak. And so I came today to hopefully promote the public can find the latest, greatest breakthroughs if they go to our website, www.missouricures.org. And once they're there, they can scroll down on the homepage and sign up for our newsletter. Okay. I send out a monthly newsletter. We protect the emails. We don't, you know, send them out to anybody else or anything. And in that newsletter, I brought a sample that came out earlier this month in October. And to just put it in perspective, since Missouri Cures focuses on promoting and protecting medical research, especially promoting that which is done in Missouri. So we highlight those breakthroughs that happen inside the state of Missouri. What a concept, you know. So I brought with me, you know, the latest Washington University School of Medicine breakthrough. I think this happened right before the 14th of October, a trial to test prevention of Alzheimer's has begun. And that's huge, to test prevention of.
Yes.
And so it's things like that that we try and promote and mention.
So there is a trial to prevent Alzheimer's.
Well, they're just testing it, so it's in the first stage, but
To prevent, not to delay it, not to
first
cure
in the world,
but to prevent it.
First in the world. It's started at WashU. And then Siteman Cancer Center has new models of drug-resistant breast cancer hint at better treatments. You know, so just to highlight, the University of Missouri, when Columbia or Kansas City or St. Louis has some research breakthrough, then it's going to be in our newsletter or on our website.
Okay. So it's www.missouricures.org.
Org. Yes.
And there will just be a slew of information. There.
And you can really look at it the way I designed the site. You can look up a disease and then that's all you're going to read about. So you don't, you know, if you just want something on breast cancer, then you're going to find only stuff on breast cancer.
Would you say that this year, 2013, has been a year of very important breakthroughs?
Oh, I think so. I think the other thing is, I think it's important to recognize that although funding has shifted, I get excited when I get to read and then post that this scientist has collaborated with that scientist. When they used to seem like science was in its own silos, where now, whether it be caused from funding or whether it be better respected or whatever the reason, collaborating with not only scientists in Missouri or scientists throughout the USA
or
scientists throughout the world.
Yeah. It's always nice to talk to each other, isn't it?
It is, especially when you can, whatever somebody else has researched, you can piggyback and that will help you propel your research.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Margaret Tollerton. It's www.missouricures.org. You can read all about it online.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. And we'll see you real soon. Now we turn to Darren Alberti, who is with us from DNA Drugs. Good to have you here, Darren.
Good to see you again.
Today we're going to talk about the flu.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
Let's think about that.
And the flu shot. So what's your prediction for this year with the flu?
Well, they really haven't seen a whole lot come out just yet about how bad they think that the flu shot's
going to be. Now, wasn't it last year at this time I mean, the headlines were screaming
right.
about a terrible, terrible flu season.
Sure, yeah. So we haven't really seen that quite yet, but I kind of wonder if people still have that fresh in their mind because we're seeing a whole lot of interest this year already.
For the flu shot.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last year, I'm almost ashamed to say this, but last year was the first time that I took a flu shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm 68 now, so I took it when I was 67 for the first time. And people kept telling me, go get your flu shot.
It wasn't bad, was it?
No. I don't like needles.
Well, nobody,
I just don't
nobody
like
does.
Needles. But Gina, your nurse over there, she, you know, explained to her, I said, hey, you know, I may be a grown-up, but I'm a baby when it comes to this. I had the shot in and out before I even realized that I had it.
Yep.
The other thing that I was concerned about was getting sick from the flu shot. And that's a lot of people say that. Well, you know, I'm afraid if I get the flu shot, I'm going to get sick. There's no truth to that, is there?
There really isn't. And I think what you see is a lot of maybe coincidence, you know, because it does take about 2 weeks for you to develop a full immunity once you get the flu shot. Once you get the shot,
if you get the flu shot today, mm-hmm. it's going to take 2 weeks for your body
to build up that immunity and get fully protected.
So you could conceivably come down with the flu,
kind of in that
two or three
touch,
days afterward. You say, "Oh, it was a flu shot; they gave it to me."
Right, you could see that. But really, what the most common things are just kind of irritation at the injection site.
I didn't have that.
Yeah,
so I didn't even get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even feel feverish, or I thought I was making myself sicker just going in thinking about getting the shot.
And that's the worst part. It's kind of the apprehension, for sure.
Right. But I will be getting a flu shot this year. Is this the time now? What's the latest?
This is really the time. Yeah, the CDC recommends you start, that you go ahead and get your vaccination as soon as it's available. It's been available for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And, you know, we really still have time for folks to get it in time for the you know, the heart of the flu season, as it were.
And we're almost out of time, Darren, but what can we do to help prevent the flu from getting the flu?
Well, getting your immunization is one thing.
Yeah.
And there's lots of opportunities. There, you know, lots of places you can get it now.
We have both
our locations. You can get it at health department. For kids, you can get it at the pediatrician's office.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of opportunities.
And insurance pays for it all. Mm-hmm. Medicare pays for it.
Most plans will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But wash your hands.
Sure.
Wash your hands. Get plenty of...
All that common sense type of stuff.
Right.
Yep. For sure.
Rest. Plenty of rest. Mm-hmm. Drink lots of fluids.
Yep.
Vitamin C, here.
All that good stuff.
If you get a cold, do you starve a fever, feed a cold, or do you feed it?
I forget how that old
chicken noodle soup helps, though.
Always good.
Yes. Darren Alberti. If people want more information, two locations of D&H.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, they are?
They are at the phone numbers.
Yeah.
It's 777-7333 for Broadway and 777-7373 for Parrish Road.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Program
directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Acres, KBIA, our floor director, Sifan Aoyoung, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.